Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and we're hearing music from the Ashwin Bhatish Ensemble, Kasbah Shuffle. Sitar master Ashwin Bhatish learned the classical music traditions of India from his father, but his own music takes those traditions and combines them with pop, rock, and jazz for a style of world beat music he calls sitar power. He's in Spearfish with a group that includes his teenage son, Keshav Bhatish, on drums and tabla. His sister, Meena Bhatish, is on vocals. And there's also bassist Myron Dove. And they're sharing their music with students today and tomorrow in Spearfish. And they're performing at the Matthews Opera House Friday evening. And joining us on the line from the Bay Leaf Cafe in Spearfish is Ashwin Bhatish. And Mr. Bhatish, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Carl. It's a pleasure to be on here on the radio with you.
And you're working with some elementary students today?
Yes, actually, I was up at Creekside Elementary with the group, and beautiful children, fourth grade and fifth grade. And we did about four sessions with them, and soon I'm going to do a little performance for them, and totally enjoying the experience.
What is usually the reaction to young kids in hearing your music?
Well, you know, I think the biggest reaction I noticed was just the visual of seeing a sitar. It was like, wow, you know, and lots of cools and stuff like that. And so I explained to them that the heritage of the sitar is not that far off from our very own guitar in this country, because the root word tar comes from India, meaning string, you see. So sitar and guitar and zither, I mean, these are all instruments that are basically saying that it's a stringed instrument. And so they were like, really? And so I think that was a great pleasure in seeing, you know, this familiar and with the unfamiliar come together into an area where they recognized, and some, like, a little bulb went off, you know. So this is what we were trying to achieve, and I'm so happy that the kids were so receptive. I was really impressed with them.
Now, we're talking about the sitar on the radio. Can you help us visualize what the instrument looks like?
Well, basically the instrument is a stringed instrument with frets and with a bridge, very similar to the guitar. Like I said, they both have the same lineage going back. The guitar came through the gypsies and everything. They have a sound chamber, except the sound chamber of a sitar is made out of a pumpkin, and it's very generic looking. But yet, at the same time, it looks like some mad scientist got together and made this instrument work, you know. So you need to do the lotus position, sitting down. Although I sometimes stand up and play it, and I play it in more traditional and fusion ways, you know. But it's instrument with strings, and you pluck it on one side and play it on the other side. That's really the basics of it. But if you look at it, it's twice the size, almost twice the size of a guitar, and it looks pretty ominous. You know, you just look at that, and it's like, wow, you know. And apart from the wow factor, then it has like 18 strings on it. And so you can just imagine the resonance of this instrument. And then you blend that with some Western instruments, so it's just like an exotic rock is what I would, the best I can come close to it, or jazz, you know.
Yeah.
So when I bring it all together, like you heard, the Kasbah Shuffle is really a mixture of elements of West, which is beat and harmony and things like that, with Eastern melodies and rhythms, and that's how sitar power, you know, brings it all together.
And how long have you been doing that, mixing those different sounds with the sitar and the traditional Indian classical music?
Well, since the 80s, I think back in 87 is when I was just joking around, actually. I wasn't really aiming to go into the fusion. But I went to a music store and saw this young kids playing around with synthesizers. And I'm like, this is kind of nice. You know, you can actually take out a string, like a violin and of course, you know, in those days, MIDI instruments weren't as evolved as they are today. But to me, it sounded like, you know, I could have an orchestra behind me. And at that time, I didn't have an orchestra. I couldn't afford one. So having MIDI, the music interface, the digital interface, made me have access to Western sounds. And, of course, as soon as you have that and I hear my sitar, the drum machine and everything, it all connected. And so then the challenge was to take it to live musicians and have them hear what I'm hearing. And so some friends contributed to that effort. And, you know, like Myron, for instance, he's been with me for almost 25, 30 years now. And so he was the original bassist when I started the whole thing. And he also saw something happening. And, you know, we became great friends right from that moment. And we spent time together. And I learned bass. I learned about, you know, harmony. So it's not that I just, you know, picked it up and started doing it. Gradually, I just kept learning and learning. And today, my music has really evolved out of my sense of what it is and then taking elements in a deeper sense from the West and bringing them together. So Sitar Power, you can see the Sitar Power CD 1, 2, 3. It kind of has a gradual progression of mixing. But I also, I think world musics like, you know, calypsos and sambas, the Afro-Cuban rhythms, and then, you know, taking even Western classical, for instance, you know, doing symphonic compositions of Indian ragas, to me, that's exciting. And so this is where, you know, I find myself increasingly getting more and more involved in it and loving it, you know.
So you just take all the different sounds that you hear and put them in your own music.
Basically, music is music. The only difference we have is we have over 2,000-3,000 scales in Indian music. So if you were to take like the major and the minor scale or blues scales of the West, multiply that by, you know, like 1,000, that's how many scales. So you can't really realistically orchestrate all of that in Western symphonic or in jazz. In blues and jazz, they are really using more and more and going out and experimenting with scales. But in India, we concentrated on scales a lot, and that's where the Indian music is void of harmony and more into melody and rhythm. And so I take elements of the rag, you know, which is the melodic scale, and then I bring it in, and then I think, okay, how would that groove, how would that harmonize? Because that's a challenge, you know, that's something that in the West, people are not, they don't have access to the scale, so they can't really think at that level. And that's where my sitar power music ends up being very Western sounding, but at the same time having a very strong Eastern influence.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and we're talking with sitar master Ashwin Batish, who is in Spearfish with his band. He's working with school students in Spearfish today and tomorrow, and then getting ready for a performance tomorrow evening at the Matthews Opera House. He's with us on the line from the Bayleaf Cafe in Spearfish. We'll hear a little bit. Let's listen to a little bit more of your music. This is something.
All right.
This is a little bit of Raga Jazz. Ashwin Batish on the sitar there, and the drummer there, that's your son, isn't it? Keshav?
Yes, Keshav Batish.
Keshav?
Yes, Keshav, he's about 16 years old, and he's like a kid in a candy store, you know? So he loves all kinds of music. He's been playing since he was a baby, you know, he has just, with my father's influence, with my influence, he has grown up in a musical family, so you can just see. And he loves jazz and pop and rock, all those different idioms also. So I'm blessed to have him by my side.
What does that mean for you to have your son playing in your band? What has he done for your music?
You know, I think what it really has done is bring me out one more time. Because remember, I started this sitar power stuff back in the 80s. And then I got married and I had children. And then I basically went out of the scene because I had to take care of my kids and my family. And so now to have a 16-year-old dogging me and going, Dad, we need to do this thing. We need to do it again. I'm like, okay. And so it got me out of my, you know, my space and got me practicing again, got my you know, however, I mean, it was just like having my children, they're my biggest friends. And so I think it's because of them I'm doing a second coming over here. I love it.
Is this similar to when maybe you were his age? Because you learned from your father.
You know, my father, it's interesting because Indian music and sitar power style of fusion is not really new. And people, you know, I know you have been, the Spearfish Center has been doing stuff on Bollywood and everything. And my father was one of the founders of Bollywood back in the 30s when he was bringing you know, like samba and calypsos and world music into the Indian film industry. The only thing is, at that time, he tried to put like a double bass into one of his compositions, And the Indian director who was paying money for this stuff did not get it, you know. And he's like, Mr. Batish, can you please take that instrument out? And he's like, oh, really, man? You know, you got to see the bass, and you got to see the whole range of bass, you know, mid-range and high-range and stuff. But they don't see it like that. See, they see vocals, they see drums, the melody and the rhythm. That's all they wanted. So it took a little while for Bollywood to catch up to that kind of philosophy, that kind of thinking. And so I grew up in that thing. And, yeah, my dad was my heavy influence. And I saw all the stuff he was doing. I'm like, this is the thing, you know. And so, and then I grew up with the Beatles. You see, and I grew up with Cliff Richard, and I grew up with, all the Western artists. I was singing Beatles songs when I was like 12 years old with my sister. And, you know, just like in front of my dad, and, you know, he's doing completely classical set. And me and my sister like, she loves you, yeah. And there was the Indian band backing us up. So it was pretty kooky, it's surreal stuff. But all the audience was like, it's the Beatles, you know, it's like, you know, superstars and stuff like that. And so it was, you know, it was a fun time. And I think coming to England and then having my dad involved with the Beatles was like a total blast for me, because he played in the movie Help. I don't know if people are familiar with that. Mm-hmm. So all the Indian music in the background, yeah, that's my dad playing the stuff, you know. And so, and then he taught George Harrison's wife, he taught one Indian instrument to her. So I was in heaven, you know, literally. He's been, you know, biggest fan of the Beatles. And so, yeah, it was calling me. And then I heard more and more of it. And finally, as a joke, I released this thing called Bombay Boogie. And, you know, just for the fun of it, because drum machine and everything, I could do it all myself. And it became popular. I got like, you know, 1,000 stations to play it. And it was historical. After that, I just said, well, maybe I should do an album.
So just kind of went from there. Once just kind of a thing you did as a lark.
Yeah, the Bombay Boogie was like, you know, it was being spun everywhere. And a couple of people called me and said, you know what? There was a traditional sense in Indian music, but when we heard your boogie, we were like, it has arrived to, you know, America. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And so a lot of colleges and young kids, and I was about what? I think I was only about like 28 or 29 at that time. And everybody was encouraging, and I hit the road, you know, and that's where I really toured and traveled all over the states and Canada and Germany and stuff like that.
And now you're based in Santa Cruz, California, is that correct?
Absolutely, in Santa Cruz, California, right next to the sea. And, you know, people, if they ever, from Spearfish, I'm a far away from home, but man, if they ever in the Santa Cruz area, we are right there on Highway 1, and they just Google Batish and they'll find me. So I hope some people will come and visit me when they're there.
And you teach, correct?
Yes, I have a music institute started by my father and myself, and it's called the Batish Institute of Music and Fine Arts. And incidentally, my father came to the States to teach at the University of California, and he taught music over there for a number of years, and then we basically opened our own place. So we have a number of students. You know, some of my older students are now, you know, placed in places like, you know, universities where they chair and teachers and things like that. So blessings all around, you know. And I see this thing and I go, wow, what a growth. It's beautiful to see. But I do teach. The Batish Institute is always open to new students. I teach sitar and tabla, traditional instruments. And then at a local venue, which is to do with jazz, I occasionally do these workshops where I invite Western instruments, people who do Western instruments, to come and sit in and learn the concepts and apply them just like I'm applying to sitar power.
You're playing in Spearfish tomorrow evening, and I believe you were in Denver yesterday or the other day. How often do you get the opportunity to get out and play, to get across around the U.S.?
Well, these days I'm doing a lot, which is a good thing, you know, because I have been, like I said, I've been kind of holding back for the last few years. But as I'm going out and I'm restarting the effort, it is a number. I was just in Spain last week playing at a festival over there. And so we're starting to get the interest going again and starting to do the musical performances. And I hope to continue doing it. And with my children by my side and with good friends like Myron and my sister, who is a beautiful singer, I've composed a number of songs that she'll be singing tomorrow.
Well, Ashwan Batish, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday, and enjoy the rest of your time in Spearfish.
Thank you, Carl. Beautiful town, by the way. I just came through over here, the breath of fresh air. So thank you to all of you folks for preserving this area and looking forward to meeting everybody there.
Thank you so much. That's Ashwin Bhatish. His group is in concert tomorrow evening at the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish. He and his musicians are working with students in elementary school in Spearfish today and tomorrow. For more information and tickets about tomorrow's concert, you can visit online matthewsopera.com. Matthewsopera.com. Again, the Ashwin Bhatish Ensemble in concert tomorrow evening at the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish.